Washington isn't home to the worst team in the NFL, but their squad does have a losing record. They have quarterback troubles, and there's a federal fight over their nickname. Oh, and they're getting ready to play defending Super Bowl champion Seattle. Liz Clark covers the team for the Washington Post. Liz, Washington took 4 days off from practice this week. Will that help or hurt them for Monday's game?
You know, I'm not sure anything is going to help many teams against Seattle. They are just terrific. But surely the Redskins were beat up physically. They had some injuries to some key starters. And I think, you know, a mental break might have been a good thing after getting completely throttled by the New York Giants.
Of last Thursday's 45-14 loss to the New York Giants, Coach Jay Gruden said, guys were playing hard, they were competing until the final whistle, and that is something to be encouraged about. Were you at all encouraged?
No, I was really crestfallen for the team and the quarterback in particular, who is really a hardworking guy. Kirk Cousins, you know, wants so well to leave the team in good standing when Robert Griffin III returns. And it was just a debacle. Who knows? I am not sure they played with absolute effort. You know, if the coach saw it, that's terrific. I guess I'm sort of confusing effort with discipline. You know, they were penalized 11 times for 88 yards. You could see points where there were miscommunications, routes not run, you know, with great precision. So to me, if you play with terrific effort, you don't make mental mistakes.
Your Washington Post colleague Tom Boswell wrote that quarterback Robert Griffin III, quote, breaks easier than the Waterford crystal that some fans sent to him when he got married. How badly does Washington need Griffin to recover quickly from his most recent injury, dislocated left ankle?
I love Boswell. He has such an artful turn of phrase. And, you know, this dislocated ankle that Griffin suffered in game two, was his third quite serious leg injury in the past, I want to say, 4 years. So that's a pretty bad record, a pretty concerning record. What we know about Robert is he heals quickly. He tends to beat timetables set for him. He is needed as much for, you know, his charisma and energy and the spark he brings to the team as what he can do on the field. And what he can do on the field, that was a bit of an open question in the early going of the season. He didn't look particularly sharp in training camp, but certainly he is the positive face of this team. It'll be great for everyone to have him back.
Meanwhile, FCC Chairman Tom Wheeler said this week that the agency would consider not renewing the broadcast license of WWXX-FM, a station owned by team owner Daniel Snyder, because broadcasters routinely use the team's name on the air. How is the controversy over the team's name playing in Washington?
The fan base is divided. To be honest, at the very moment with the Washington Nationals opening their playoffs, it's almost as if the city's attention is completely fixated on baseball. And maybe for some time, the woes of the Redskins are to the back burner. And then I think, you know, in quite a serious way, you know, if this name issue is to be resolved or if the name is to be changed, it would be done at the NFL level. The Redskins issue, while deeply important to many Native Americans and other people as well, has certainly taken a back seat to issues of domestic violence, to issues of concussions. So the NFL has some very serious issues that it seems to be at least trying to confront at the moment. And the Redskins name issue is not at the forefront right now.
Liz Clark covers the NFL for the Washington Post. Liz, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you, Bill.